I said out of nowhere, I get called out like afterward, and I'm just here trying to drink my proper 12.
Well, I saw you in the background, man, so that's why he gave you the headset. I threw you a shout out, man, so that's why he put you on.
I appreciate it. I heard shout out to Bob, and I'm like, all right, well, I got to be in the holiday episode now. Great.
Well, wow, don't sound so defeated by it, motherfucker. We tried to put you on, and it's over.
Be a smart ass.
I know it runs in your family. I get it.
Kind of does, yeah.
As does weird facial hair, but okay, cool.
Eh.
You look like Captain Strange, dog. Like,
well, no, we said it last time. I just got to get rid of this, and I'm bad touch Cody Rhodes, and he's Sandow.
No, you can't get rid of that, man, because then you're a pedophile.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hey, man, I heard you guys haven't got your bubbly yet, man. Did Andrew tell you we got ours yesterday?
He didn't say that you got yours yesterday, though. No, yes, it's I've been getting the emails for, like, FedEx is supposed to arrive. It was supposed to arrive on the 15th.
Oh, wow.
And now I just got the text message saying, please make sure there's an adult present to sign for this. And I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah, I had to sign as well. And it was weird because ours wasn't supposed to get delivered till the 19th, but yet and still, yeah, it came yesterday.
Yeah, I was about to say we got it switched, apparently.
Apparently so. I guess yours got stuck in buttfuck Illinois, though. Maybe they had some snow or something.
Is that where buttfuck is?
It was actually stuck in Illinois.
This is a conversation to be had, actually. Buttfuck is in Illinois. Bumblefuck is in Indiana. Yeah, buttfuck is Egypt. There's two buttfucks in the world. One's in Illinois, one's in Egypt. But there's only one bumblefuck. It's in Indiana, right, Balls? Yep, there's the thumbs up.
You got the thumbs up.
Who's the bumblefuck in Indiana? Is that Booty Judge? Yo, why did I not know he was gay till like 2 weeks ago? You know what I mean? And of course a dude named Pete Buttigieg is gay. That's hilarious on so many levels. That's hilarious.
The same way you can expect that a guy named Anthony Weiner is going to send pics of his dick to women.
Yeah, you got a point. You got a point.
Fair enough.
Sometimes life it just lines up perfectly.
Man, sounds like a good time.
Have you ever sent your balls to someone? I haven't. Okay, we're good on that front.
Now,
I think this is a pleasant time to start the Christmas episode. Oh man.
Exactly how Christmas works in this house.
Bob, you might want to give your brother the headphones because he requested this. You're welcome. Merry Christmas, Andrew.
Aw, thank you.
Season's greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the holiday edition of Pod is War. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done.
Ding, fries are done.
God damn it, Mom. I got goddamn fries done. Ding.
I have to say, though, man, I had never heard the non-edited version of that song. I had always heard Merry Christmas, Give Us Some Money. I didn't know it was Fuck Christmas, Give Us Some Money. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Anywho, I do have to do the introduction.
That's how it goes after a little bit of the bubbly.
Well, Jericho takes some liberties with a couple lyrics here or there, because I think the second verse is something about give me a stone cold t-shirt and my sister like a fluffy toy or something like that.
Oh, that's the Jericho song you were referring to. Okay. I didn't know what y'all were talking about.
Yep, that is the Jericho cover that apparently the proceeds are going to some kind of charity.
I don't know,
Children's Hospital or, you know, something like that. But it's actually going to a good cause.
That's cool. That's cool. Potter's War is brought to you by the good folks at ChairShot Radio Network in conjunction with
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
And use your heads. It might be a little late to get it by Christmas, but the New Year's is coming up, and what better way to ring in the new season with your favorite website of 2019? You can do that by going to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot and picking up an official ChairShot t-shirt. We've got something for everybody. We've got Jesus Did the Job, the reason for the season. We've got Save Tag Team Wrestling, King Baron Corbin Sucks, hashtag journalism if you want to rebel against the fake news in the wrestling industry, and many, many others. Like again, go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Please and thank you. Thank you and please. I'm Mr. Velvet Pipes, Christopher Platt. And, of course, I'm joined by my esteemed colleagues, Mr. Andrew Blaz.
What's that?
And Mr. Moderator, the Commissioner, if you will, Mr. PC Tunney.
Ladies and gentlemen, it may already sound like the end of the show, considering we are recording this after we just recorded last week's show. So we are not just starting to drink. We have already been drinking.
Kayfabe, buddy. It's dead. Not just a cocktail that dead. Austin Idol's trying to sell during NWA Power.
So suspend your disbelief. It's Christmas. Woo-hoo-hoo! Santa's coming.
I'm conflicted.
Hopefully only Santa, because I don't want to know where this conversation's going to go after that.
Well, shit, man. If Amber enjoys my gifts, I'm going to be coming too in this motherfucker. So it ain't just Santa, goddamn.
Oh, so the bubbly's not going to be the only thing popping its top?
If I did it right, if I did Christmas right.
Good for you, buddy.
But I'm a little conflicted because, you know, I do like to maintain kayfabe on the show, but at the same point in time, I do feel like a public service announcement was probably necessary.
I mean, I don't really know if there's going to be much of a difference between how we act now than how we would have acted if we started the show normally. It's holiday episode. That just means we already had time for eggnog and booze and eggnog with booze.
Yes.
Or two of them separately and mix it together. And what do you got?
Less egg, more nog.
Who drinks eggnog without booze? Like, that's a thing?
Actually, I do. Because the Wawa, which I don't know if you have any down
it's
there.
I know it's a gas station. I'm familiar. Yes.
Well, it's a convenience store, too, instead of just a gas station. But
it's
not just
a gas station.
Wawa has some great fucking eggnog that doesn't need booze in it.
Wow. Just
like, oh my God, Becky. Like, Jesus Christ.
All eggnog needs booze in it, balls. It's like orange juice.
Some has nobody too much
drinks,
in it, though.
Nobody drinks just orange juice without booze in it.
OMG, was that the Wawa? And this guy was totally butt-chugging salt water.
So, wait, the only way you drink orange juice is a screwdriver? Really? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
It was a joke, man.
Really?
Damn.
Really?
You can also do it with mimosas, you know.
Or with vodka, because then that's a creamsicle. Like the vanilla Smirnoff, creamsicles are good, too.
What are you talking about? A screwdriver is vodka and orange juice.
I know, but the vanilla specifically, with the Smirnoff vanilla, it's actually nice. Has a little extra flavor.
I'm way too old to drink Smirnoff.
Well, I have cheap friends, but Smirnoff is better than Fireball. Fireball is garbage, so I'll take Smirnoff over Fireball any day of the week.
You're right. They're both garbage. People in Arizona love them some Fireball, though. I guess because it tastes like, you know, Cinnamon Toast Crunch or whatever, but I just couldn't get down with it.
I mean, well, it's Arizona. You know, you take that with a grain of salt right there.
Hey, you know the great thing about Arizona is you can go to the grocery store at 4 o'clock in the morning and buy a fifth of liquor.
Oh, man, I have to wait till 8 a.m. They must know me.
Don't they have to close?
No. Well, I mean, there are some grocery stores that are 24 hours a day, but you could also buy liquor. Well, you can. Most gas stations don't sell liquor, but
hard liquor?
You can go to the gas station. Here at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and some of the Native American gas stations do stay open 24 hours, and they do sell liquor,
hard liquor.
Oh, 'cause
yes,
Because diners in Jersey have to be closed at least 1 hour if they have a liquor license. They're only 23/7 instead of 24/7.
No, you can buy liquor in Arizona as long as they're open 24 hours a day. Seven days a week.
You're in it.
I've done it.
Good for you.
And I mean, they sell real shit at their grocery stores, like Kettle One and fucking the shit. They got fucking Everclear at liquor stores.
Okay, Everclear is not real shit. That's rubbing alcohol in a different fucking bottle. Everclear is garbage.
Okay,
unless we're talking about the
rest. Have you ever taken a shot glass, flipped it upside down, put a little Everclear in it, and snorted it?
No.
I don't want to do that. No.
Me neither.
No. In college, I had a buddy that was my size but about 50 pounds heavier who decided to take a shot of it because he's just like, yeah, how bad is this really? His ass dropped on the fucking bed real quick. His girlfriend had to run to the fucking like mini fridge to get him some water because his ass was knocked the fuck out. Like, I've seen people get punched in the jaw and fall slower. That's how that one works.
Well, I brought up Everclear because at the time, I don't know how it is now because I've been gone damn near a decade, but at the time that I was shut up. They didn't sell Everclear.
Did you find
in
the Force?
Ohio.
Are you guarding Baby Yoda? Are you the Mandalorian? Mando down.
They didn't sell Everclear in Ohio, and the closest state that sold it was Indiana.
Fuck that state.
Yeah.
Ohio has booze at their Taco Bells, but they don't have Everclear in their stores.
Hey, does Ohio and Iowa know that they have the same goddamn cheer at their football games? O-H-I-O-I-O-W-A. Yeah, we get it. You got fucking four flags in the whole goddamn state, and they're in each corner of your goddamn fucking stadium, and you're spelling your fucking team name. It's four letters long. Congratulations. You just made it to the first fucking grade.
Sounds like a man who's still bitter that Wisconsin got their ass beat by Old State, not once, but two times.
Yeah, the Old State, by the way.
The Ohio State University.
I'm so glad I don't give a fuck about college sports.
Yes, because Rutgers is setting the world on fire, so I can
understand. I didn't even go to Rutgers, dude. Rutgers is fucking trash.
Why are you assholes in the Big Ten, by the way? You and Maryland. What the fuck?
I went to Rider. We've been undefeated in football since like 1956 because that was the last time we had a football team.
Wow. Look at you, big Rider.
I like stats like that. Impressive. When we have a rainout or a forfeit, I'm like, man, I didn't make a goddamn out tonight.
There we go.
That's funny. Yeah, although, a shout out to Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer got my alma mater not only on ESPN, but College Game Day came to our campus 1 year.
That's a good question right there. Yes or no answer here, real quick, around the horn.
Okay.
Urban Meyer. Well, we'll do it this way. Actually, we'll do it trifold. Urban Meyer. Stay retired, college coach again, NFL coach.
He's going to take that. Yeah, he's going to take that Cowboys job because it's the Cowboys job.
You guys both think he's going to be the Cowboys coach next year?
Yes. I also think Jim Harbaugh is going to be the Browns coach next year.
Oh, wow.
I've been saying this all year.
But I don't hate that.
I've been saying it all year. Y'all just don't pay me no attention when I say smart shit.
We paid attention, but, you know, we have to see it happen. Just because you make a point doesn't mean you're going to be right.
Andrew.
All right, that's
Andrew, I wonder if Platt has any thoughts on Jim Harbaugh.
Yes.
Think he does.
Really? Word? Cool. Don't be mad at me, Tony, because your Packers. Y'all motherfuckers have the same season every goddamn year. Y'all go 12-4 or 13-3. You might win your home game, but then your season ends one of three ways. You lose your home game because somebody has like a breakout performance at Lambeau Field, like a transcendent performance at Lambeau Field. You win your home game, but then you get blown out in the second round, or you devastatingly find a way to lose in the playoffs. And I'm talking about that game that y'all blew versus Seattle in the championship game, that game where y'all gave 36 to Donovan McNabb versus the Eagles. That game where Terrell Owens made the miraculous catch in the playoffs. Like, am I wrong here? Tell me I'm wrong.
I'm rubber, you're glue. Whatever you say bounces off of me and sticks to you. Somebody stole my bike!
So I'm not wrong.
Say that started out like Marvin the Martian, and then he went to Pee Wee Herman. So I'll give you points there.
Yeah, it was bad.
I like the references.
Bad. Anyway, so
Platt, you're talking about Platt. You're comparing Cleveland to Green Bay.
We know my team is shit, but y'all are supposed to be good.
Yeah, my team doesn't know what it wants to be.
Yo, man, Jameis Winston. It is the most entertaining motherfucker in football. He's going to throw 3 interceptions, 3 touchdowns, and 500 yards every game.
Yeah, too bad the Jameis Winston 30 for 30 is just his yearly stat line, not a fucking documentary. Jesus fucking Christ.
Can I tell you guys I made a $500 decision in fantasy football last week?
Did it work out for you, or do you owe somebody?
Yeah, are you about to go into hiding, or you know?
That's well, I don't have to go. The holiday episode ahead of time.
No,
bumblefuck Egypt.
It was just whether the gain was happening or not. Yeah, I 4 minutes before kickoff, I switched one person in and one person out, and that cost me 4 minutes.
You hate to see it. You hate to see it.
It happens, man. Sorry.
So, okay. Technically, the Browns are still in the playoff. Baltimore is going to take care of that. Or actually, by the time this is playing, Baltimore has already taken care of that, and the Browns are eliminated from the playoffs.
Oh, oh that's yeah, a Thursday
definitely.
Game.
No.
Last Sunday.
Yeah, okay, well, kayfabe is dead, like we said.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This is next week's
right,
show.
Right, said Fred.
Anyway. But how about Drop Dead Fred?
Mm. Yeah, that's a great movie, actually.
Amber loves that movie, too, by the way.
How do you feel about it, since you just said Amber and not Chris?
It's not bad, man. When I was a kid, I liked it a lot, too. I'm not going to say I threw it in the love category, but I liked it a lot.
When my
and,
sister,
you know, Kate still had her fastball at the time of that movie too. So there's that.
When my Looks sister was cranky, was Cold that? Wins.
That's still my favorite line of the whole fucking movie.
It was that or Curly Sue?
Oh Jesus Christ!
Curly Jim, Sue. Everybody felt that bad that everybody felt bad. John Belushi OD'd, so they decided to give Jim Belushi a career.
Oh man, his show is horrible too. Yeah, I can't stand Jim Belushi. I'm sorry.
Did y'all ever see the one movie I liked that he was in was The Principal. Did y'all ever see that? I think Louis Gossett Jr. was in it too.
Yeah.
It was it was the That's same right. It was like one of them 80 movies where
No,
you know,
I've seen it. And there's a shootout at the end in like the locker room kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like this white dude becomes the principal of this inner city school and shenanigans ensue.
It's like a serious Wildcats kind of thing.
No,
so like the Michelle Pfeiffer movie, but not as good.
No, but yeah. Serious.
Actually, I think The Principal was better than Dangerous Minds because it
was. I can't remember what the fuck it's called. There you go.
Dangerous Minds was trying to be preachy and have a message. The Principal didn't have a message. It was just 80s. Like, you know, the 80s, you could be like politically incorrect in the 80s. Like, and it was okay. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
You watch the first 15 minutes of what is probably a cult classic for a lot of horror fans of called The Monster Squad, which you probably watched because it's an 80s movie.
Of course. The I first used to have VHS.
All right. So you know the first 15 minutes I'm talking about where the bullies at school use certain words that are frowned upon nowadays talking about the fat kid. Yeah. And That's like 10 or 15 minutes right into the movie. And it's like, oh, okay, this is the 80s. That's okay.
Well, in the 80s, C. Thomas Howell did a whole movie when he was in blackface the whole fucking movie.
Yes,
I remember that
you're
one.
Right.
Soul Man.
Yep. Soul Man, yep. I mean, technically, Robert Downey Jr. was in blackface for Tropic Thunder. And that was much more recent.
Help me out, man. Number one, I wasn't offended by that, man, because you know they were trying to be funny, and you know for me, funny trumps everything. But okay. Why didn't I like that movie as much as everybody else did? Like, what was the joke that I missed that made that movie so great?
Tropic Thunder.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe it was because they were making a movie and then they got involved in what was going on. I don't know.
I don't know. I just, you know, I wanted to like it more than I did because everybody seemed to think it was just like the funniest thing ever. And I it was all right.
Have you seen it? It was just the irony aspect.
Has anybody here seen it more than once?
No, I have not seen it more than once. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I've seen it a few times, man.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, because I'm trying to figure out, like, what did I miss? Why does everybody else love this thing and I'm just, like, okay about? Kind of like the Joker thing. Like,
if it's anything I noticed with Tropic Thunder, it's people just like the roles that some of the famous actors play, like Tom Cruise's part, people love that.
Yeah,
or
that
Robert Downey Jr. just being the dude playing a dude playing another dude, and it's they went in for a movie and then they get stuck in the real thing. But it's also a movie, so there's that weird kind of meta ironic humor. So
let me ask y'all this, as my Caucasian brothers, man. Let me ask y'all this, man, because I didn't think Robert Downey played a convincing black guy. Was that the joke, or was the joke that he was playing a convincing black guy? I don't understand.
I think your dilemma is the point.
Yeah, because I mean, okay. even I don't know his name because I've only seen the movie once. I can't remember who the hell played the real black guy in the group.
Brandon T. Jackson. He played. Yeah. He was the gay rapper.
Yeah, and even he was kind of like, you're just a stereotype and all your shit is just like, corny as fuck. And then he kind of got offended and then he starts insulting Australia. And then Downey Jr. gets offended for that because this guy's Australian. So I think it wasn't supposed to be accurate, but it was supposed to be stereotypical. Oh. So some people may find it funny because it's accurate. And then you can read between the lines on exactly where their political leanings and their mentality on things really stand.
Well, this is the thing, man, that I think that, especially in this new world, man, it kind of gets misconstrued about black people is we can take a joke as long as the shit is funny. That's really our only criteria. If the shit is funny, we can take a joke.
That's
man.
Like you can inappropriately hit on me as long as you look like fucking George Clooney or Brad Pitt from a woman's standpoint of view. That's straight.
Yeah, that is a little too subjective for just a general statement. Because somebody might think they're funny, and then you get offended as shit.
But you could tell the difference between somebody being mean-spirited and somebody trying to tell a joke, and maybe it doesn't land.
Right, and so you can tell the difference between George Clooney and Dave from Accounting.
It's a case-by-case basis. It's not a blanket statement. You know what I mean? It's got to be a case-by-case basis, and context has to be involved. You know
what
I mean?
We should bring
context
Bob back in everything. Here.
Because without context, you can make anything. You can literally make anything sound like anything. But black people, we're not as I know the prevailing logic right now with, woke Twitter and all that bullshit. But black people, we're not that sensitive. We have a sense of humor and we can take jokes. Like I done seen Ralphie May pop off an M-bomb on stage and we laughed because he said it within context. You know what I mean? And it was funny within context. Same thing with Louis C.K.
Yeah, well, I love that joke, that whole N-word joke where he's just like, just fucking say it. You're thinking it. Everybody knows what the fuck word. I'm assuming that's the joke you mean, right?
Yeah, Lenny Bruce, man, he had a bit about it. But it within context, and you got what the fuck was the point he was trying to say. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Ralphie May was always good too, because I think I love his whole joke about going to the movie theater and how he always brings like watermelon flavored gum, and then everybody like in the audience like gasps. He's like, no, because it's the best fucking flavored gum, racists. And then what, he starts acting up in the thing and people turn to him and he goes, who wants some gum?
He can take a joke, man. That's the problem with Twitter, man, because Twitter and just social media in general, you have to be offended if somebody says some fuck shit.
You know why that's a problem is that woke Twitter is a bunch of white people being offended for other people. It's a bunch of white guys being offended for women, or a bunch of white people being offended for people of other races.
Yeah, you literally took the words out of my mouth. Like, I'm, with no disrespect to y'all, this is all love here. We'll be friends talking, man. But yeah, I'm not going to let some white person tell me what's racist and what's not. Kind of like the Jim Cornette thing. Like, that shit was racist as fuck, but at the same point in time, I wasn't offended by it. It didn't.
Oh, well, yeah. That's why my whole take on it was I didn't find it racist because I knew where he was coming from. But if you did, you can. That's your right. That is your prerogative to feel however the fuck you want about it. I just didn't see it that way, but I understood why people had issues.
It was racist, but it wasn't like, it was cringy, but it wasn't like, oh my God, he just said the worst thing that's ever been said in the history of mankind. No. And, you know, I don't think he should have lost his job over it. That was just a scenario where people were already gunning for him. They were already coming for his neck, and he gave him the rope. That's what that was.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's pull the holiday into this edition of the holiday edition of...
Yes, let me tell you all the significance and the history of Kwanzaa. So, no.
Try
I
it.
Kid, I kid, I kid.
All right, so what day of Hanukkah are we on now? Because if this comes out on Christmas, I think that's the fourth day? Hanukkah starts on the 22nd, right?
No, it started on the 20th. And it's done on the
3rd. On the 22nd.
I'm pretty sure it started on the 20th.
I thought it was later this year.
Yeah, I know my 20th. I thought it started after,
like, around Christmas.
I think it's 22nd, because I think you're right that it ends on the 30th.
Hanukkah starts on Monday, the 23rd. So it started, like, 3 days ago, if you're listening
there
to this podcast.
All right.
So... On the fourth day of Hanukkah, your dreidel given to me.
Well, I think it starts on dusk on the 22nd, right? Because they don't start on, like, midnight. They start at 6 or sundown.
Dreidel, I made it out of clay. And when the clay stops crying, dreidel, I will play. Hey.
Actually sing the right song. Dreidel, I made it. Wait, what did you say?
It doesn't matter, but the thing is, when I was...
Austin Pfeffer Incorporated.
I always heard it as, when it's dry and ready, with dreidel, I will play. Oh, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
That's what I meant to say.
All right, the point of this was for all of us to tell a Christmas story or a winter story, for fuck's sake.
Cleveland had a large Jewish population, so...
No one cares about the goddamn Jewish... Okay, people... I'm going to stop myself. People actually care about the Jewish population in Cleveland, yes, but... For all intents and purposes, not synagogues and fucking mosques, etc., etc. We need to fucking move on.
You bitch! Don't be racist!
I said synagogues and mosques. I'm including everybody. Steeples, peoples. Pemples,
so
temples,
like,
churches,
the church,
lurches.
People, you see all the people?
Yeah! You got it. You asked for it, you got it. Toyota.
I'm doing gestures on an audio podcast. Look at my retarded ass. All right, come on. Let's get to some holiday topics.
I'm going to start with a winter story from up here in Wisconsin, Yaderhey. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So we're going ice fishing. In between Christmas and New Year's, we're going ice fishing, Yaderhey, and we're pulling the sled across the lake, okay? And there's a lot of snow up on top of the ice. Actually, I lied. There's no snow up on top of the ice. It's fucking clear ice. Very important part of the story, and this is not going to be confused with them sausage eaters down in Chicago, but we make the best sausage up here. They're called brats. Eat them with cheese, okay? So... In order for you to listen to the rest of this story and not turn this off, I'm going to just keep going. We're done for the day. I'm like 10, 11 years old. We've been ice fishing. So when you go out and ice fish, you bring out an auger, and it's a giant spiral thing, and it's very sharp, and
yes,
you
it's
turn
a drill,
it
basically.
Round and round and round. It's a giant drill, and it puts a hole in the ice so you can pull the fish out. So we're walking back in. And there was no snow on the ice. It was really slick. It was cold and there was sun. So that means the ice is really slick. I didn't have any cleats on my boots. There you go. I sounded really Canadian there. I said, boots. Is that all a boot? And I had it over my shoulder and I slipped and I fell. And the auger came back around with its blade bared fresh for my back of my head and caught me. Caught me really, really good. So I'm okay, and I'm kind of standing there, and, like, my uncle and my cousin and my dad are all around. And my dad, he kind of looks down and he looks and he's like, oh my goodness. And he goes, what are you doing? You're getting blood all over your brand new jacket.
Cool story, bro.
No, you know what the actual point of the story is?
Story.
That's why Tunny shaves his head, because he hasn't been able to grow hair in that spot. So they just make it even. There we go. Now we know.
You know what? Fun fact, and I'm kind of ashamed about this. I've never been fishing in my life.
Really?
Yeah. I would love to go, but at this point, my problem is when you fish, I'm assuming, or what I've heard is that you got to be quiet, and I don't know if I can pull that off.
Oh, you actually, yeah, you can't, and you don't have to actually be that.
Well, you're supposed to be drinking. That's what's going to keep you quiet.
It's more about bouncing around and making waves in the water. You can talk as loud as you want when you're up there.
All right. I'd like to go ice fishing, too. That seems interesting.
Well, you get the shanty, you get the lantern, you bring the chili out, you know, you put up the tip-ups.
Chili.
I sound very northern Midwestern right now.
I make a mean gumbo for Christmas, BT Dub.
Christmas gumbo?
Yes, we go seafood for Christmas. So I go to the grocery store. I get some fresh catfish. I get some fresh rainbow trout, and I'll grill them on the Foreman. I'll do some asparagus, and yeah, make a pot of gumbo.
That's interesting. I just do a ham for Christmas, but yeah, the gumbo is definitely an interesting one. But I know you don't do pork. So.
Yeah, growing up, I did ham and shit like that. But yeah, since I stopped eating pork, 5 years ago.
No, that makes a lot of sense, and that's filling as shit too, especially if you put that much different fish and all the other stuff you throw into a gumbo.
Yeah. So what I use, I do. Well, I don't like tomatoes, so I don't put tomatoes in there. But I'll go to Aldi and get like 4 or 5 bags of, shrimp and put them all in there. I'll get some crab meat. I get some turkey, like kielbasa or smoked sausage or something like that, and throw all that in there with some onions, some peppers. And then, I let it simmer all day and then, throw it over a top of a bed of rice. And I mean, it should be good as hell, man. I'm not going to lie to you.
That does sound really good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking delicious.
So is the difference between gumbo and stew really just the fact that gumbo is more like meats or like fish and stew is more vegetables? Because, there's not a lot of gumbo up in the Northeast. You grow up in Ohio, so it's not a big gumbo area.
No, you're right. They're damn near the same thing. Only, the stew is a little more, vegetable oriented. But, yeah, that makes more sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
But, I do have vegetables in mind. Like I said, I'll put my onions and peppers in there and celery and whatnot. But
yeah, but you had a shitload of good stuff, like, sausage and shrimp and fish and shit like that.
Yeah.
Celery is a very stealth killer, that, right?
What?
Who died from celery? What are you talking about?
Yeah, when?
It takes your body more calories to actually consume the celery than the celery provides. So if your diet was strictly celery, eventually, you would die.
So celery, you're saying we don't need to exercise anymore? Just eat mad celery and our body will do the work for us?
You'll go mad, all right.
Celery also puts lead in your pencil.
Yeah, I haven't heard that
one.
There
we go.
I got this from Tommy Lee. And when I say Tommy Lee, I'm talking about the former drummer from Motley Crue. He was talking about, somebody asked him about his sex tape with Pamela Lee, and they were asking how he was able to... how can I put this? How he was able to...
he could drive a boat with it?
How how his explosion was so plentiful. And he said because he ate celery. He ate a lot of celery.
Did that also give him the hep C, or was that a different vegetable?
No, that was a different vegetable. Different vegetable, I mean his wife's vagina.
Hey, she probably moved around.
So did he.
I know, but you can't call her a vegetable. That's just rude.
Oh, that's funny. All right, you're right.
His wife, it would take you a second.
It was a fruit. He got it from eating fruit. Okay, his wife's peach.
I think the most important part is how you led him there.
I know.
Yeah, so he did. He literally grabbed my hand and walked me to that point.
Yeah. Let me stroke your palm.
Well played.
to a future reading right now. All right, that's your lifeline. That's your marriage. Okay. It's...
All right, so can we end a quick bait?
What do you need?
Die Hard is a
Christmas movie. End the clickbait and just actually talk about something holiday related?
Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I agree 100%. Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
So is Trading Places.
It was released in summer, though.
I mean, Gremlins is a Christmas movie, too. I mean,
yes.
Gremlins is a definitely. Christmas present.
Yes. Gremlins is a Christmas movie, yes. Trading Places, Die Hard.
Best Christmas movie?
Places took place. Christmas?
What's the best? Remember?
What's the
remember
best
when
Christmas?
Dan Aykroyd showed up at the Christmas party?
Oh,
yeah.
What's the best?
They got the crop reports on New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm.
What's now the best?
Oh, yeah.
What's the best Christmas story? Movie. God damn it. Story. A Christmas
probably
story?
A Christmas story.
Home Alone?
Home Alone's up there. I'm a big Bad Santa fan, the unrated version.
How about National Lampoon's?
I enjoy National Lampoon's.
That's a good one, too. That's a classic.
Now, guilty pleasure-wise, because this was my childhood growing up, because I know you guys are a couple years old, Jingle All the Way, that gets
Jingle
me.
Jingle All the Way.
Yeah.
Elf.
That's the movie.
Elf, the Santa Claus.
I hate Elf. No.
The Santa Claus wasn't bad.
Santa Claus is the claymation ones, like Year Without a Santa Claus.
Miracle on 34th Street.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Miracle, the original one, not the remake. I can't really tolerate the remade one.
What's the one 90s. With Jimmy Stewart? What's the one with Jimmy Stewart?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, It's a Wonderful Life is all right. It's a little overrated, but it's
no,
okay.
But that's the one with Jimmy Stewart, right?
Correct.
Oh, yeah, I'm Jimmy Stewart.
And I still like the Charlie Brown Christmas too, man.
That's depressing. Guy. They just pick on Charlie Brown. Honestly, go back and watch that once.
Now for the reference back to last week's show, Santa Sleigh. Come on, that's one of my guilty pleasure favorite fucking Christmas movies.
How about Reindeer
it's so
Games?
Good. Not quite. I don't love Ben Affleck that much. Okay. I love Goldberg a lot more than Ben Affleck.
Wow,
I wish I had the ambition to fucking write down when you
Could
said
you
that.
Could you imagine Goldberg as Batman? Do you think Goldberg would stand a chance? He'd be like, so, Mr. Batman. And then Goldberg would just fucking spear his ass through a wall. All right, that's the end of the movie. There we go.
Or he'd miss and spear the wall, and that'd be the end of Goldberg.
Batman jackhammers Joker through something.
That was funny. What else? There's a big one in the black community called This Christmas. It's a cute movie. It's got Chris Brown and Lauren London and Loretta Devine and Delroy Lindo and Idris Elba. And it's a cute movie.
This is a legitimate question, but Chris Brown's cool in the black community again after the Rihanna shit? I see!
Can I translate? Can I try and translate the side?
Let's see if you're right.
You can't just say sadate. That doesn't count.
No, it doesn't count.
There's so much talent there.
I mean, Idris Elba, a bunch of other ones do definitely outweigh it. But I thought Chris Brown was still kind of a incendiary topic.
I'm not going to speak for all black people on this particular point. I'm going to speak for me personally, okay? I've dealt with young ladies from the islands.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of things that I can tell you about young ladies from the islands. They're very passionate, which that can be a good thing in certain aspects. You know, Walls, because you like Latin women, so you know exactly what I'm mm-hmm. talking about.
AKA,
and you know where I'm going too.
I know exactly where you're going.
AKA they're handsy.
They're violent, and they like to
fight. That's what I just said. I said they're handsy.
So
they're impassioned.
That particular incident, I don't think he was the aggressor. I think that young man, at the age he was like 19, 20 years old, that young man was fighting for his life in that particular incident. That's how that went down. He was fighting for his life.
Yeah,
she ain't no small
girl. You're talking about Rihanna, but what about Gucci?
I can't justify that. He does have big stalker, creepy abuser guy tendencies. I can't vouch for that. The Rihanna part, though, that the Rihanna thing, yeah, I don't put that on him. He was fighting for his life, but yeah, some of the other fuck shit that he's done, I can't vouch for that.
Oh, it was just a hot topic for a while, so I wasn't sure where the feelings were. Okay.
But I mean, man, it's entertainment, man. Everybody's problematic in entertainment. Period.
Yeah. Bob, did I miss a movie? Your Santa Claus movie? Favorite Christmas movie, Bob? All right, he's good.
I feel like, what else is out there? I feel like we missed one.
Well, we talked about the claymation one. So is there like Frosty or anything like that that really sticks out to you?
Frosty was cool, although he dies at the end. That sucks. A Christmas Story. I brought that up. We brought that up earlier. That was actually filmed in Cleveland.
Did you ever watch that? No. Say your piece, PC.
Did you ever see the Hallmark special, I Saw Mommy Kissing Mrs. Claus?
No. Anyway, so now that you're cut off, did you ever see that boosted-ass fucking claymation one where it was like, where Santa Claus got his power from like the woods, like gods or whatever, and was like a wizard and like all this other shit? Where it was like the whole story and like, I think it was like the
Star Wizard. Wars?
No. This is actually a claymation movie. I forget what the fuck it's called.
They were scissoring under the tree.
And it was the whole story of, you know, how he got his powers, and he got his powers from like people from the woods, like wood nymphs and gods, and there was like an evil wizard that tried to stop him, but then he lost his powers at some point.
Snow White?
No. Okay, you don't. That's fine. I can't remember what the fuck it's called now, so I'm gonna have to figure that one out. But yeah,
I think we hit all the good ones. I'm trying to think. I'm not the biggest.
What about White Christmas with Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye?
Fuck Bing Crosby.
Wow, you just said fuck Bing Crosby. How can you say fuck Bing Crosby?
That motherfucker used to perform in blackface. Fuck that dude.
I mean, yeah, okay.
You know, you can feel how you feel. I just, you know, that's like Gone with the Wind. Fuck that shit, man. It happened on a goddamn plantation. I'm supposed to consider that an American classic? Fuck that shit. You can like it if you want to. I'm just telling you my personal opinions on the matter.
No, that's fair.
Have either of you guys had a chance to watch The Irishman?
No.
Not yet, man. I just don't want to carve out 6 hours of my day. If I'm going to carve out 6 hours of my day, I'm going to watch the two Godfathers, or the first two Godfathers.
I don't have a work shift to watch a movie. That's how that works.
Can I make a suggestion?
Shoot.
Yeah, don't.
I thought you liked it, though, Amber.
I mean,
didn't
Amber
you bring that up a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, it's I thought you were okay with it. It's not.
Bro, I have to watch it, man. It's a Scorsese film starring Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, and Joe Pesci. I have to at least check it out. At some point in time, I'm going to watch the movie, based off of what I just said.
All right, well, we're going to reconvene in 2 weeks, so holiday homework. There you go.
All right.
Holiday homework. Got to find the Irishman in 6 hours to watch it. Okay, that's good.
All right, let's close this train wreck out up for a holiday fucking show.
I mean, it wouldn't be our show if it wasn't completely off the rails.
Oh, I didn't say it was bad. Can we bring Bob back in one more time to give his
Bob come
his
back?
Instruct him for season's greetings. We need a 2 minute season's greetings promo.
You need
some things unless you plan to bang. Bob's over Baghdad. Don't pull the thing unless you plan to pull something. Bob's over Baghdad. All right, I'm done. I'm muting my mic. Go ahead, Tony.
I come into the recording, and the first thing that I hear is an Eminem song. Be more proud that I actually knew it.
Oh, what the fuck did you just say? Whoa. I'm muting my mic again, Tony. Would you? You know what
uh-oh.
You know, Tony. Don't you? Please tell me you know. Please tell me.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
There is a song from him.
So that was outcast.
I'm significantly younger than all of you.
Yeah, you should have known that, though. You should have known that.
What significantly? How old are you, sir?
23.
Okay, so you probably don't know Outkast. That's fair. But yet you know Eminem.
Big boy, Andre 3000. Come on, now.
Yes.
All right.
No. You don't get to come on this show.
Oh, man. Now you're in trouble. I can't help you now. I can't help you now. You're dealing with Christopher.
All right.
You're in your brother's territory now.
Reference. All right, come on.
Go ahead, man. It's the holidays, man. Everybody gets one.
So is that like my mulligan right there? No, I'm kidding.
That's literally your mulligan right there, because next time it's you're done. Yeah, yes.
Wrong, man. No.
I'm feeling in the holiday spirit. Y'all can't see this right now, but I'm literally wearing an ugly sweater because I had an ugly sweater party in my office.
Nice.
And when I say ugly, this shit is ugly as work shoes on a Tuesday. Yeah. See what I mean? I don't know if y'all can see it, but this shit is ugly.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are those flamingos?
Yes, they are pink flamingos.
That's a great ugly sweater.
So you still have hello, my name.
I mean, that's a great sweater.
You know how that shit. You know how motherfuckers like in management feel like they have to do shit to justify.
I said it's a great sweater. Introduce
yourselves to the different departments and everything. Yeah.
No, they make you take those bullshit ass personality tests and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Did you wear that to work today?
Yeah. We had an ugly sweater party. I was trying to fit in.
I'm going to drink for you on that one, then.
And I had a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now go to me right now. Christopher Platt trying to fucking fit in.
So real quick, before we throw it back to Bob, man, I just a real quick story. So when I was out buying this sweater, there were a couple of outfits that I thought about getting. There was like a Santa Claus outfit. There was like a Grinch outfit. And Amber was trying to get me to buy those outfits. And she was, because I'm real kind of quiet at work. And she was saying, well, no, you should get that outfit. You should show your personality. And I had to remind her that whenever I show my personality and who I really am at
the cops show up
in a corporate environment, that doesn't always work out well for me. So less is more. So, and then after I said that, she said touche. So I went with the pink flamingo sweater.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, you look good. You look good. No, you look good.
Shut up. I don't look good. I look like a fucking Jay Bro.
You look like Adrian Hutton's number one fan.
You look like something's number one fan.
I look like I'm about to go take pictures with my boyfriend. And this is the Christmas card. This sweater I wear on the Christmas card.
It's amazing you find the words I've been searching for.
From my family to yours.
Yes. Merry Christmas. Not that there's anything wrong with that, BT Dub. Just had to throw that out there. I was just born this way.
All right, Bob, we need some Christmas story from you right now. Hit it.
Christmas story for me?
The best you can tell from you and your brother, young, way back in the day, he stole your toy. I don't know, you're 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old. What's going on here? He broke your bike. Your tongue got stuck to the aluminum pole. I don't know. Two robbers tried to get it at your house while your fucking parents went on a vacation in France. I don't know. You tell me. You're home alone, right? You're not fucking too young for home alone, right? Jesus Christ.
No, I'm not.
It's the fucking holidays, man.
I'll swing the paint can in your head. I don't care. No, I'm kidding. This one's kind of Christmas and Halloween put together when I was 3 years old.
Jesus.
So there was a toy that, it was called My Pal 2000. It was an educational toy. And around this time when they bought it, this motherfucker to the right of me.
Balls.
showed me Child's Play.
Oh, Jesus.
That's why I said it's Halloween and Christmas. So, during the months from November to December, in the closet, you randomly hear something go. It's like, oh, it's dark in here, because it could talk. So, our grandfather was like, all right, we got to take the batteries out to make sure it doesn't talk. We don't want to spoil the surprise for Adam. And it still talked. You still hear it say, like, it's dark in here. My name's MyPal 2000. So this thing literally haunted me from, like, Thanksgiving to, like, my fourth birthday because it wouldn't shut up. So it...
Batteries were included, you can tell.
Yeah. Batteries were included, and trauma for a while happened.
That was a great movie, by the way, Batteries Included.
Just say it's dark in here.
Batteries were included. You just had a thing for Jessica Tandy. Tell the truth.
I don't think he gets that reference.
No, not over my head.
Can't get some fried green tomatoes in my lunch, Mom.
So, Bob, I got to ask you, man, what are you looking forward to Santa Claus bringing you?
Well, I'm hoping that Santa Claus, in the form of a FedEx truck, gives me my little bit of the bubbly.
But, three hookers, 10 grand, and blow.
I was about to say, if Santa can make it the 20 grand and put another brick in there for the blow, I'll be happy to.
Jeezy, crazy.
Oh, see, you being greedy, man. You trying to take the 20 grand and flip the brick. You being greedy right now, man. Like, you know, you're being naughty, sir.
Listen to my good friend Better Call Saul over here.
I would share with Big Balls.
For a nominal fee, yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
hand your brother the headset real quick.
What?
Does it make you feel bad that your brother is the only one that calls you Big Balls?
No, because see, I've always used that excuse. That's why my dick looks so small, because my balls are so big. It works with the ladies, you know. It's fine. You look at me like you're judging, Chris, but you know, being self-deprecating goes very far.
I'm not judging at all, man. I'm actually going to give you some game, man. Shave your coin patch.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep me looking like a bonsai tree. Makes everything look... Yeah.
Actually, that's a good topic. Yeah. Let's talk about coin bags.
That's a good topic.
That's a good topic.
Not a lot of men carry coin bags anymore. You remember when men used to carry a little leather pouch with all their coins they would put in? And
no,
it was
man.
A spiral...
This is Lord of the fucking Rings. No.
You remember when men used to wear fanny packs? Yeah, no.
You can't say fanny packs anymore, Balls. They're now called belt bags.
Wait, are you being serious?
Yeah, I'm being serious. Like, fanny packs are in now, and they're called belt bags.
No, it's a fucking fanny pack.
No, I'm being serious. Like, they're hot now in the streets, like, fashion-wise. In fashion, they're in now, and they call them belt bags.
You know, there was a point in time when purses for men were in, and that still didn't make it good in my book. Let me just put it that way.
Like, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just
okay. I'm glad we're on the same page, more or less.
I don't even wear a wallet anymore, man. I just have a card pouch where I'll keep my debit card and, you know, if
yeah,
I got
it's called your front fucking pocket.
You know,
it's called your front fucking pocket. It's free. It comes with every pair of goddamn pants. Your front fucking pocket.
I barely wear pants, so it's okay.
Got a point. But you're a goddamn fool if you put your wallet in your back pocket. I always put it in my front pocket.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
goddamn
you're
fool.
Dumb as fuck. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the fuck.
But then again, you're from Ohio, and then I'm in Jersey, so there's a reason why we're always taught to keep it in the front pocket, because back pocket's too easy to like slit or snatch out of.
Exactly. That's why I say you're a goddamn fool if you keep it in your back pocket.
Or he's just from Wisconsin, and they're too busy fishing and talking about cheese to actually rob each other.
Yeah,
it's a bunch of white people going ice fishing. It's okay.
Listen,
ice fishing with a brick of Kraft singles, huh?
Yeah, that's
I keep
he
my
what a brick of Coke looks like because he's just got the Kraft family pack right now.
No, Coke is universal, sir. That's universal.
Not in Wisconsin. They just boil up some cheese and put that in a lie.
Wisconsin, what the fuck else do they have to do but get high and fuck each other? And ice fish, apparently, with crab singles.
Bottom line, brother. Bottom line up here is we put our wallet in our tackle box. Yeah.
Is that a euphemism? Is that like keistering, but for Wisconsin?
We're tricky bastards, only if you want it to be.
See, he didn't deny it.
Hey. I can't say nothing, though, man. I'm sitting up here wearing it. Never mind. I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
I mean, that just proves you work with white people. That's all that means. You're good.
Yeah, actually, I'm in Atlanta, man. Like, the majority of the office is black, man. Like, the supervisor is white. But, yeah, the majority of the workers are black. This was their idea.
No way.
Yeah, their idea.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay, I got nothing.
This Christmas episode has gone way too long. Does anybody have any last things to add? Your favorite thing about Christmas or anything? But it's brief, though. This is not a whole nother let's shoot them out at the OK Corral kind of topic.
No, all jokes aside, man, Christmas is the season of giving. And every Christmas morning, I call, you know, the local grocery store. It's Kroger here. Order.
No, like, we're fucking closed. Do you expect our goddamn employees to be working on Christmas morning? Jesus
Christ. I don't
Christ.
Pick it up on
You're
Christmas,
the asshole. Bitch. Hey, everybody, let's go to your fucking local post office and you'll find out the asshole is the real Z-Blad.
I don't pick it up on Christmas, you son of a bitch. I pick it up on Christmas Eve. I get like a whole bunch of chicken and shit and a bunch of sides, and I'll go get blankets and water and pop and shit like that. And then I get up, you know, early Christmas morning before we even open our gifts, man, and I'll make a bunch of sides and make a bunch of plates and go down to Skid Row, man, and feed the homeless and give them hot meals and stuff like that and blankets and water. Well, they don't pretty much like the water. They prefer pop. And they don't like toothbrushes either. That's odd. They all turn down.
They really don't want the pop. They want the whiskey.
But either, well, I ain't doing all that. But no, I said all that to say, man, yeah, you know, because, you know, it is the season of giving, man, and everybody is less fortunate. And, you know, not everybody has a family or even has the means to celebrate Christmas, man. And, you know, if not for the grace of God, there go I. So, you know, it's something that I've been doing for a while now. I typically didn't like to talk about it because I wasn't doing it to get accolades or to get people to pat me on the back like I'm a good person. I don't give a shit about that. But you know, I had the revelation last year that, well, you know, perhaps it's something that I should share because, you know, if motherfuckers see what I'm doing, that might inspire somebody else to do something. You know what I mean? And to help somebody out that's less fortunate. So that's why I talk about it now. But that's literally how I spend my Christmas mornings. Like before even, you know, we open gifts and shit like that, you know?
Yeah, I can't follow that.
I just feel good about myself knowing that Christopher Platt is doing good in the world.
No, that's awesome. Seriously. I don't have anything that can even compete with that.
No, man. And I'm, you know, again, I'm not saying it like, oh, because I ain't shit. I really ain't shit as a person. But, my dad always taught me, man, it's better to give than to receive because that means you're blessed to have it to give. You know what I mean? So... And that's how this all started because, you know, when him and I were business partners, man, we would always find a needy family and, you know, provide Christmas for them, you know, get them toys and stuff like that. And then people started getting greedy and asking for like PlayStation 25. So we just started getting them gift cards after that. And then, but we would buy them food so they can have a dinner and shit like that. So when I moved to Atlanta, I didn't know anybody here. So I didn't know, you know, what church to go to try to find a needy family or nothing like that. So I was just like, fuck it. We just gonna buy a bunch of food and shit, and we just gonna go down to Skid Row and just feed the motherfuckers, man. And we've been doing that. This will be the fourth year that we do that. And I mean, it's really a cool experience, man. And it's really rewarding, and you feel good, man. And it, you know, it makes you, it reminds you, A, of how blessed you are. And you just feel good, man, when you do good for other people. That's all.
In all honesty, that is kind of the truth. The older you get, you kind of realize, like, it's better to give somebody something and watch them receive it than to you actually grab something and open it up, right? Like, how many times you get older, you get past your teens, et cetera, you're in real life, you're an adult now. I would rather give somebody something, like, regardless of, like, what it costs or what I would get in return, and watch them open it and be satisfied with it than to receive something, right? Like, how much more pleasure do you get from making someone happy that you care about family-wise, especially, like, around Christmas time, somebody that's, you know, not fortunate, etc., like you said, volunteering and going out and making a difference. And that's kind of, you know, it's weird in a way. It's kind of why we enjoy doing what we do with this show. We want people to listen and enjoy it, right? Like, we want to give back. So, like, the most important part of society in general, if you boil it down, is not just taking, but giving back. Leaving something better than where you found it. Where you go and what you do, where you make an impact in life and how you're remembered is not what you did, but what you left behind when you left, right?
No, that's well said, man. And I employ anybody under the sound of my voice. You ain't got to do what I do. Just do something nice for somebody this week, man. You know, pay for the Starbucks of the motherfucker behind you in line or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Just do something nice for somebody else this week, man. That's all.
And you know what, Tony? Maybe you should start drinking a little earlier, because when we get further along in some of the shows, you really come up with some eloquent shit. So I think we've found your niche in life right now. You need to have a half a dozen white claws in at least? Because that was good, man.
Number 9, was, man. Just channeling my inner baby Yoda. So I think maybe we all, yeah, Mandalorian, bitches. They fucking released the episode tonight. It's out already. It's not on Friday. It's out tonight. Yeah, I see Bob over there going, I'm watching Mandalorian right now. I see you. I see you, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because he got his Tony Stark's facial hair going on, you know.
Well, I know they released it early because they wanted to hype up Rise of Skywalker. So I don't know if they're going to continue Wednesdays or if they're going to go back to Friday. But, yeah, this should be good. And then when we meet back in New Year's, we'll have Rise of Skywalker. Most likely, most of us have seen that. Maybe Irishman, maybe we'll throw that one in there too.
You already know my opinion. You heard the Bandwagon Nerds episode this past Sunday. So.
Sure,
there's a couple things I got to see. I got to see the Irishman. Hell, I got to finish Dolemite. And I still haven't seen Dr. Sleep yet either.
And you got to take this show home.
Alrighty. Well, we're going to start. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Festivus for the rest of us. We're going to start with Bob, man. Ooh, thanks for the run-in, brother. Why don't you let the good folks know where they can find you, sir?
Love me.
Did he hear any of that?
Love me.
I was about to say, I do, in fact, have to make my own Twitter. Surprisingly, I'm like the only 20-plus-year-old that actually doesn't have it in my own Twitter. But I actually do have an Instagram if you want to actually follow me and whatnot. I could do wrestling stuff, whatnot. Don't. I'm kidding. But
your brother
is
fucking burying you over there.
Yeah, he's just like, don't. It's dumb. No, I will make one, seeing how I'm sure both of you are pleased with my appearance, along with...
Listen, Abe, brother of balls, I'll put it to you this way. How about this? You write a bi-weekly article, you'll get a weekly segment on this show.
I'm in.
Nice.
I definitely do it.
Nice.
So I will make one for the website, and then I'll pass it. Of course, the
Jesus,
AJ
Bob, I'm trying to get you some pussy, man. Help yourself out.
Mustache first.
The fuck? You're famous now. Bad. You've been on you podcast now. God damn, come on, man.
It'll probably be the same for Twitter. You can follow me at Phenomenal AJB. Yes, I'm an AJ Styles mark. Deal with it.
Love it.
It works. And then I will pass it back to
So does he.
Andrew.
Wait, yeah. give the headset back to him. I want to see him put it on your head again.
That was awkward as hell, wasn't it?
It was awkward because he just does it. He's fucking weird.
Oh, right in the ear. Why? Right in the ear? God damn it.
It's like, oh, never had my ear fucked by a microphone before.
It's not my fault. But my big brother has big ears.
You say the cave women felt. I mean, think about it, man. When people first started, you know, like procreating and realizing that sex felt good, you got to imagine them caves.
Someone tried
sticking the penis everywhere that had a hole. Like, it's probably some poor cave woman that went deaf because, you know, the eardrum shit. You know?
Perforated eardrum?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's also the first one to invent the cotton swab.
Man, we ain't treating women like shit, man. It's fucked up. We got to do better.
Yeah, we do. All right. So, I actually have a Twitter like a normal person, not an Instagram like a 13-year-old girl. So, you can find me at IWC War Chief on the Twitters. And, Chris, back to you.
Hey, man, I'm on Twitter, The Real C Platt. More importantly, man, get your attire for your New Year's parties by going to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot, picking up an official Chair Shot t-shirt. Again, if you type in some type of promo code associated with the holidays, you might get some money off.
No,
I can't guarantee it, but it sounds like it makes sense.
He definitely can't guarantee any promo codes.
Again.
These are unguaranteed promo codes.
.com/TheChairShot.
Yeah, we don't hire lawyers. I just talk over them.
God damn it. Remember the chairshot.com.
There are no promo codes.
You're just going to talk all through my promo. I'm trying to make sure we get some
no
fucking
codes.
Money.
You so said promo again, no promo codes.
This shit, and I just be up here pontificating for no fucking reason. And you motherfuckers are going to talk over the goddamn most important part of the show, which is the goddamn commercial for the fucking site. Really?
This is like
I'm
the
surprised
longest,
you didn't just say you talking was the most
This is like the longest close to
I
a
I thought
show
this
ever.
Was going to go into like some deep shit.
Well, you have a point there, too, but God damn it.
Hey.
I'm PC Tony. Well, hope you enjoyed Christmas.
They do good for you.
Wow. Yeah,
where the fuck can they find you?
At PC Tony. I already told them.
On an ice-covered lake, you know, with an auger shaving his head.
Son, you're bleeding all over your jacket.
All jokes aside, y'all, man. This has been a hell of a 2019 for the Chair Shot, man. We've made leaps and bounds. We've been award nominated. We've kind of cemented our foothold in this wrestling universe. So
people like us. They really, really like us.
They do, and you do, and we appreciate each and every one of you. Really, we really do. And I feel like I speak for everybody on behalf of everybody involved with the Chair Shot. All jokes aside, man, no bullshit. We appreciate each and every one of you that listen to our shows, that read our columns, that laugh at our tweets. Like, we really do appreciate all of you. And I, again, feel like I speak for everybody involved and associated with the Chair Shot by letting you know that 2020, it's going to get greater later. Hold on. We're just starting. The best is yet to come. Thank each and every one of you. Happy holidays, no matter what you celebrate. Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Festivus, what the fuck ever. Happy New Year. And on behalf of myself, on behalf of Bob, on behalf of Mr. Belaz, on behalf of the Commissioner PC Tunney, we wish you all a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. Hey, man, we'll see you guys next year. Until next year.
This is the North Pole.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Where's the snow?
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite. That's your favorite, okay?
Okay.
Work is your new favorite.
Fine.
Time for the announcement. Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God! Santa here? I know him. I know him.
He'll be here to take pictures with all the children.
Yeah.
Just keep your receipts. 10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow.
Santa's coming to town.
Yes.
Can you sign this for me?
Oh, hi. Santa's coming. Thank you.
to announce to you that I will never retire.
I'm PC Tunney. Thank you for listening, and Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals. Bah, 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 bah.
Fucking dubstep Jingle Bell Rock, everybody. Merry Christmas to that. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. Happy whatever the hell you're celebrating. Enjoy it.
Bob, close out the new... Close out... No. Bob. Close out 2019. You're the last words on the pot is war.
Have a Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Everything that you do. And a very happy new year. Enjoy.